You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated weekly design show, and I'm your host, Josh Fennett. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. In this episode, I'll take the reins and take us on a tour of Tinseltown. Los Angeles is a city of transplants, immigrants, and uprooted visitors. The boulevards of this West Coast oasis have long lured fame-hungry fortune seekers, itinerant workers and émigrés, the peripatetic and the ambitious. It's when you look up, though, that you'll glimpse some of the city's most distinctive and ubiquitous imports, LA's oh-so-iconic palm trees. In fact, only one species of these arboreal beauties is native to Southern California, the California palm, distinctive for its brown petticoat of dead fronds that rest skirt-like beneath its canopy. As for the other species of rangy evergreens, like many who call Los Angeles home, they too have an interesting tale to tell about the dichotomy of urban design and nature. The first non-native palms arrived in this semi-arid patch from the Canary Islands and from Mexico. They came as seeds carried in the cassock pockets of early Franciscan preachers. 18th century missionaries favoured the palm for its biblical associations. Before long, the Victorians arrived, fresh from exploring the edges of the known world and keen to plant and admire more palms as decorative mementos of their travels, symbols of their obsession with all things Eastern. By the early 20th century, the number of Middle Eastern date palms, Mexican fan palms, and queen palms from Brazil and Bolivia had rocketed. In the 1930s, the city's first forestry commission settled on the palm tree as its plant of choice for beautifying the city before the 1932 Olympics. The decision was partly motivated by thrift. At the time, palms cost just $3.60, much less than magnolias. And partly, it was a Depression-era plan to deal with joblessness by creating a massive, decade-long public work scheme of planting. During the 1930s, some 40,000 trees were set along the city's boulevards at regular intervals of 12 to 16 metres apart. Many of them still sway in the breeze today. As the palm gained favour on the Pacific coast, its use in advertising, etching, posters and books grew also. From postcards and restaurant names to signs and logos, this most iconic of trees began to enter the public consciousness as synonymous with Los Angeles itself. It was, however, Los Angeles' cultural clout as a centre of the booming film industry in the middle of the 20th century that proved decisive in immortalising the palm. In images beamed around the world, these silent extras hinted at the glamour and promise of Hollywood, the freedom and fun of this hedonistic hub. But, like the plot of any decent Hollywood film, it's not necessarily smooth sailing for our planted protagonist. There's trouble brewing for LA's totemic trees. For a start, many of the palms planted in the 1930s are now nearing the end of their natural lifespans. The unsuitability of this iconic interloper is also starting to show. California's water table has dropped and droughts are becoming more frequent, meaning the non-native palms are finding it tougher to survive. People have even started moaning about the palm's civic uselessness. After all, these fruitless trees provide precious little shade for walkers. What's more, an outbreak of fungal disease and the fact that there are a few too many tree-munching red weevils on the loose have made the future of LA's palms look bleak. To top it off, in 2006, the threat was compounded when city councillors took the decision not to replace palms that died. Instead, the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power opted to plant from 60 varieties of less thirsty, native species, such as oaks and sycamores, to act as replacements. Today, builders and developers still see tall rows of palm trees as an Angelino's birthright. They're planted in driveways and frame offices. They run the length of boulevards from Sunset to Santa Monica and Canyon Drive to Beverly Hills. The palm remains a symbol of excitement and exoticism, prosperity and leisure, even though its days are numbered. The Los Angeles of 150 years ago was defined by forests of clumpy pepper trees, scrublands of willows, and it's safe to say that the city of the future will have substantially fewer palms and more oaks and sycamores to its name. But the palm tree remains a potent symbol, an emblem of this enigmatic and alluring city, stamped on logos, badges, air fresheners and t-shirts. If nothing else, it's a reminder that success, failure and intrigue are firmly rooted in any tale about Los Angeles. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can always learn more about Los Angeles from our perfectly printed Guide to the City, which is available from Gestalten and sold in any bookshop worth its salt. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast at any time you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more design delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. I'm Josh Fennett, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.